ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹாம். ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹாம். பிரம்மசூத்ரா சாப்டர் 2 அவிரோத அத்தியாய. ஸ்மிருத்யதிகரணம் ஸ்மிருத்யனவகாச தோஷ பிரசங்க இதி சேத் ந அந்நஸ்மிருத்தனவகாசதோஷ பிரசங்காத் இத்தரேஷாம் ச அனுபலப்தே. யோக பிரத்யுக்ததிகரணம் ஏதேன யோக பிரத்யுக்தஹ விலக்ஷணத்வாதிகரணம் ந விலக்ஷணத்வாதஸ்ய ததாத்வம் ச சப்தாத் அபிமானி வ்யபதேஷஸ்து விசேஷ அனுகதிப்யாம் த்ருஷ்யதே தூ அஸதிதி சேத் ந பிரதிஷேதமாத்ரத்வாத் அபீதௌ தத்வத் பிரசங்காத் அசமஞ்சசம் நது த்ருஷ்டாந்த பாவாத் ஸ்வபக்ஷ தோஷாச்ச தர்க்க ப்ரதிஷ்டானாத் அப்யன்யதா அனுமேயமிதி சேத் ஏவமபி அனிர்மோக்ஷ பிரசங்கஹ. சிஷ்டா பரிக்ரஹாதிகரணம் ஏதேன சிஷ்டா பரிக்ரஹ அபி வ்யாக்யாதாஹ. போக்த்ராபத்தியதிகரணம் போக்த்ராபத்தேஹ அவிபாகச்சேத் ஸ்யால்லோகவத். ஆரம்பணாதிகரணம் ததன்யத்வம் ஆரம்பணசப்தாதிப்யஹ பாவேச்சோபலப்தேஹ. ஸோ இன் தி லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் வி சா அப் டு திஸ் சூத்ரா, தட் இஸ் செகண்ட் சாப்டர் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் செக்ஷன் 15th சூத்ரா 149th ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. And now we will go to the next sutra, Sutra 150 of Brahma Sutra. Sattva, sattva cha avarasya, sattva cha avarasya, sattva cha avarasya. The argument began, as we said in the first sutra of this adhikaranam, this is Arambhana adhikaranam. The first sutra was tadanyatvam arambhana shabdadityaha. And we went through an elaborate discussion on this tadanyatvam, and that is continued here in this sutra also. Now let us do a general analysis of this sutra. So in the second chapter of Brahma Sutra, known as Avirodha Adhyayaha, Vyasacharya defends the teaching already presented in chapter 1 through Samanvaya. It was a Samanvaya Adhikaranam, if you remember. By defense, what do we mean? This teaching does not contradict any pramana, whether it is shruti pramanam or smriti pramanam, yukti pramanam, any other. So establishment of pramana virodha abhavah. So various purvapakshis, they try to point out various virodhas, doshas, virodhas. And we try to establish that there is no pramana virodha at all. So by way of this, first Vyasacharya established that Vedantin does not contradict any Shruti Pramana, any Veda Pramana. And in this, Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, they were all addressed. And various Shruti were taken, Parihara was done, and Yukti Virodha Parihara was negated. And after Smriti Virodha and Yukti Virodha Pariharas, Vyasacharya has entered into Pratyaksha Virodha Parihara. This is being done in the 5th and the 6th adhikaranams of this chapter, of this section. So as part of the Pratyaksha Virodha Parihara, Vyasacharya discusses the status of the world according to Vedantic teachings. And here he says that the world is Brahma Karyam, the effect of Brahma. It enjoys the status of being the product of Brahma. Jagataha Brahma Karyatvam Vartate. That is his contention. But he is going to make a detailed analysis on that. So this Brahma Karyatva status, the effect of Brahman, Vyasacharya refines by pointing out that Brahma Karyatvam is Brahma Ananyatvam. It's not different from Brahma. We saw this discussion earlier. It means what? World is not, it's not separate from Brahman. In Sanskrit, it is called Ananyatvam. Ananyatvam means separate and Ananyatvam non-separate. And Visishtadvaitins, Dvaitins and Advaitins, they define this differently. Nichuan, an Ananyatva. Visishtadvaitam will interpret the non-separateness as the world is part of Brahman. That is how they interpret it. It means the property or the part of Brahman. But in Advaitam, non-separateness means superimposition, which is an unique approach of Advaitam, Adhyasaha. In fact, the source for Adhyasa Bhashya of Adi Shankaracharya is this Adhikarana only, Arambhanadhikarana of the second chapter. Therefore, we will not bother about differences between Visishtadvaitam and Advaitam and all now. We will use a common word acceptable to both, namely non-separateness. We can call it non-separateness. So the proof to show that the world is non-separate from Brahman is given in the 14th sutra that we already saw, the Tadanyatvam Sutra. So the scripture presents the world as only Nama Rupa Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam. We already saw that statement in Vedas. So it is only Nama Rupa, only name and form only, the world. Once the world is given Nama Rupa status, it gets the name Rama Rupa status. In the 15th Sutra that we saw in the last class, Vyasacharya gives our own experience. And the experience is what? A product is non-separate from its cause. Any product is non-separate from its cause. We experience non-separateness of, for example, a furniture from the wood. The non-separation from the cause and effect is our experience everywhere. So on the above analogy, Brahman is the cause and world is the effect, and the world, the effect, is non-separate from Brahman, the cause. The ornament, the effect, is non-separate from gold, the cause. Now the third proof is given in this 16th sutra that we read just now. Here once again, Vyasacharya gives the Shruti support, Vedic support for his claim. The world is non-separate from Brahman. That is his contention. And he gives a Vedic support, Shruti support. And Shruti talks about the world before creation. If we understand the status of the world before creation, then we can extend the idea after creation also. So the Shruti Vakyam taken is what here? Sadeva Somya Idamagra Asit Ekameva Dvitiyam. Very popular statement. We have been quoting this all along. Which means what? This world, as we see, it with its names and forms, was the only existence without a second. Ekam Eva Advitiyam. The concept of non-existence is added only to make it clear what is meant by existence. Look at that. The concept of non-existence was added to make it clear what is meant by existence. Here, Vyasacharya once again goes to Shruti Pramanam, Veda Pramanam, to prove that world is non-separate from Brahman. And we refute that world is not a product of matter and it is non-different from Brahman. And now the scripture accepts the world existed before the creation. Shruti accepts the world existed before creation. The world did not exist in manifest form, but in avyakta rupa, in the avyakrita form, in unmanifest form, in invisible form. Yesterday we said all that. So the Upanishad accepts the law of conservation of energy and matter, and the matter can never be destroyed, even by God. And the scriptures are very clear that Brahman was karanam for the creation before Srishti. Brahman the cause and the world in unmanifest form existed before creation. Brahman the cause and the world in unmanifest form existed before creation. Brahman and the world existed before. Instead of enumerating two, the Upanishad enumerates only Brahman only. And what is the significance for that? When we say both of them existed before Srishti, the Upanishad should have enumerated both. But he enumerates only one, namely the Brahman. And what is the reason? And if we analyze, we can arrive at the conclusion. Before Srishti, world was existent, non-separate from Brahman. Therefore, the Upanishad says, world was existent in the form of Brahman. Not separate from Brahman. It was existent in the form of Brahman. the pot existed before in the form of clay, which means it was not different from clay. When we say world was non-separate from Brahman before creation, from that we conclude world is non-separate after creation. Now also, it is not separate. Before also it was non-separate, now also it is not separate. This is the general analysis. Now we have to go to the word analysis to understand the significance of each of the words. What is the sutra? Sattvacha avarasya. Sattvacha avarasya is the sutra. Cha means moreover. Sattva means because of the existence. Sattva, existence. Existence is not. Avarasya. Avarasya means of the effect. So in the form of the cause, before the creation, the effect is not separate from the cause, the karana. Now we will see the significance of each of these words. Sattvat. Sattvat means because of the existence. Because of the existence, sattva is existence, sat. Avarasya, karya prapancha, the effect is seen as avaram. Avaram means the later. Avaram means later. The effect is called avaram, later, because the effect comes only afterwards. So it is later. And this is backed by two Shruti statements also. Chandogya Upanishad 6.2.1, we are very familiar with that statement. And Aitriya Brahmanam also 1.1.1. Mantra 1.1.1 of Aitriya Brahmanam says what? Om Atmava Idameka Eva Agra Asit Nanyat Kinchana Mishat Yayikshata Lokan Nusrijagiti. In the beginning, Atman, the Paramatman self, that alone was this entire universe, nothing else active whatsoever. Very firmly it says. And also 1.4.10, first chapter, fourth section, 10th mantra, Brahadaranyaka very clearly says also, Brahmava idamagra asit tadatmanam eva avet aham brahmasmiti. This Atman was only, this self was only Brahman at first. It knew only itself as I am Brahman. Because of that, it became the entire universe. These are all very, very cryptic statements. We went through elaborate discussion of these statements during our Prakadharanika discussion. So this is the status of the world before Srishti, before creation. Idam Asid, world was there. Agre means Srishtehe Purvam, before Srishti, before creation, world was there. World was existent before creation. Bhagavan never produces the world. World is not the creation of the Lord. It is said here that the world was in existence before the creation itself. Then our question is what? How was the world existent before creation? Atma va atma eva asit. World was existent in the form of Atman Brahman. The world was existent in the form of Atma. Here we have to note that the Upanishad does not say that the world was existent in Brahman. Be careful. Upanishad doesn't say world was existent in Brahman. The world was existent in the form of Brahman, it says. We should not say world was in Brahman, but world was Brahman. The world and Brahman both are also in nominative case also. And both are in some, this is called Samanadhikaranya. So both have the same case endings also. So Vyasacharya wants to confirm that before creation, world was Brahman. Before creation's ornaments were gold, then Vyasacharya says similarly here also, before creation, world was Brahman. That should be understood as what? Before creation, the world was non-separate from Brahman. We are trying to bring the non-separateness because that is where there is a lot of dispute. So all the Srishti Vakyas statements, they reveal non-separateness of the world from Brahman. So Samanadhikaranyam reveals Ananyatvam of the 14th Sutra. Now let us go to the word analysis. So the Sutra has got three words, Sattvat plus Cha plus avarasya. Sattva cha avarasya is sattva plus cha plus avarasya. And sat and cha, so sat here means what? Because of the existence of the world in the form of Brahman, the world is non-separate from Brahman. That is a statement. So now the significance of the words we should see. Satvat, cha, and avarasya. Three words. Satvat means what? Satva shravanat. Because of the mention of the existence of the world in the Vedas, in the Shruti, Satva Shravanat, because of the mention of the existence of the world in the Shruti, the Upanishad says, Idam Agre Asit. The world was existent before. Agre Asit. It was existent before. The word Brahma indicates not only the world was existent, but also Asatkaryavada is also negated. Asatkaryavada of the other philosophers is being negated here. And the second part of the sutra to be focused is what? World existed as Brahman. Non-separateness of world from Brahman means world existed as Brahman. Then the word cha is a conjunction because two reasons were given and now one more reason is given. The next word is what? Avarasya. Avarasya, that means what? Later. I already told avar means later. Later one, or we can say later one as inferior one also. In this context, we should take it as karya. When we want to take it as an inferior one, you take it as the effect, because the effect or product is always later. And further, product is inferior to the original anyway, to the cause. So Shankaracharya gives, and these are all qualitative interpretations. So Shankaracharya gives another interpretation also to the same sutra. The effect also enjoys eternal existence, just as the cause enjoys eternal existence. This is Shankaracharya's interpretation also. Effect also enjoys eternal existence, just as the Karanam enjoys eternal existence. So the idea repeated here is what? From Bhagavad Gita, from 8th chapter, 18th sloka. But that's, we already saw this sloka also. Avyakta adyakta yas sarvaha prabhavantya aharagame ratriagame praliyante tatraiva avyakta sanyake. So the same multitude of existences arising again and again and again, they merge helplessly at the coming of night and streams forth again when the dawn comes, from the beginning of the day. So this periodic emergence and dissolution continues of all existence, they does not affect the Lord of all existences. So this also we saw elaborately when we discussed Bhagavad Gita. So the same idea is given in the 28th sloka also, of the second chapter. Avyakta adini bhutani vyakta madhyani bharata avyakta nidanan eva tatra kapari devana. Where is the grief for you? Tatra kapari devana. All created beings are unmanifest before birth. They manifest during life and again unmanifest on death. Why are you grieving? He insists the creation exists always. Srishti, Stiti, Laya, they are all accepted in keeping with the confusion of a lot of people. World was there before in unmanifest form. And now it is in manifest form. And will be in unmanifest form also in future during dissolution. So never ask why Lord created the world, because Lord never created the world. World is eternally existent, either in avyakta rupa or vyakta rupa, unmanifest form or manifest form. Brahman is also eternally existent. The world also enjoys eternal existence. So we study the relationship between the Brahman and the world. And we have another information also, which we have to apply here. We know the existence is only one from Shruti, from Vedas, Yukti, and also Anubhava Pramanam. Existence is only one. Existence now is only one. Brahman enjoys eternal existence. World enjoys eternal existence. There is no pramanam to reveal or prove plurality of existence at all. There is only one existence. Keeping this information, since the existence is one, and since Brahman is eternally existence, and world is also eternally existence, what should we conclude? We conclude world shares the existence of the Brahman. This shared existence is possible only if the world is non-separate from Brahman. I hope you are with me. The shared existence. So the moment we say shared, we use this word like shared existence, we think immediately two. This is possible only if the world is non-separate from Brahman. Swamiji gives an example, but this I'm just only quoting that. For example, two brothers, they lie down, they go to bed, they are going some sitar somewhere, there is only one room and only one cot and all that. So both are covered also by one blanket. It is possible only if the two brothers are not in separate room or in separate cot, and we know that blanket is only one. Both should be lying together is proved by the coveredness. The covered means covering, coveredness and one blanket. Both have existence, both share the existence, and to share the existence, they must not be separate. They should be in the same room, in the same cot. It's a qualitative example. Moreover, because of the existence in the form of the cause, because of the eternal existence of the effect is non-separate from the cause. That is why it's ananyatvam, anyatvam, ananyatvam, non-separate from the cause. Now let us go to the next sutra, Sutra 17. Asat vyapadeshat neti chet na dharmantarena vakya seshat. 151. Brahma Sutra. So the argument that the world had no existence before creation, that is refuted. This is the argument of the Purvapaksha. He says there was no existence of the world before creation. So now that argument is being refuted again. So let us do the general analysis. So in the previous sutra, we analyzed that the world was existent in the form of Brahman before creation. That's what we just said. So from that statement, we derived two ideas. That is what, before creation, the world was existent. That is number one. And number two, the world was non-separate from Brahman. It was existent, it was not separate from Brahman. So of the two ideas, we now focus upon the first idea. World was existent. World was existent before creation. But what does it mean? It means the effect was in existence before its production. If you call world as an effect, then the effect was existing before it is produced. This approach is called the Satkaryavada. Another is called Asatkaryavada. This is Satkaryavada. We had discussed this in detail during our Mandukya Karika discussion when we did Mandukya Upanishad. So Satkaryavada is what? The effect was existent before creation. That is why it is better off and on to revise our Upanishad lectures because many of these concepts are just borrowed from those places. So Satkaryavada is the effect was existent before creation. This is not accepted by Nyaya and the Vaisheshika philosophers at all. They say that the effect does not exist before creation. This is called Asatkaryavada. So Nyaya, Vaisheshika philosophers, they are Asatkaryavadis. So in the previous discussion, Vyasacharya, what did he say? World is in existence before creation is what he said. The Nyaya philosopher is extremely disturbed. And Nyaya Vaisheshika philosopher, they pose the question. They say, world was not existent before creation is their argument. And in support of this, he quotes a Shruti Vakyam itself, from Veda itself. The objection has Shruti Pramanam also. He quotes from Taittiriya Upanishad, 2nd chapter, 7th section, 1st mantra. Asadva idamagra asit tato vaisada jayatam tatatmanag svayam kurutam tasmatat sukritamuchyata iti. In the beginning, only non-existence was there. Asadva idamagra asit, in the beginning. From that, existence was born. Tato vaisada jayata. That created itself by itself. Swayam akurta. It is called self-made and well-made. Sukritam. It is called well-made. So the world was non-existent before creation. And the Nayayikas, the Nyaya philosophy, he says, when the world was non-existent, there is the question of non-separateness of Brahman at all. It was not existing. There is the question of separateness or non-separateness. And Shankaracharya says, Asat does not mean non-existence at all. The word asat here is used from a different standpoint. The word asat here means as though non-existent, as though in quotes. This as though non-existent. As though non-existent means what? Potentially existent. and unmanifestly existent. That is called as though non-existence. When a thing is potentially existent, it does not have any utility at all. If it is potentially existent in dormant form, there is no utility of it at all. When the thing is potentially existent. So why? Avyavaharyatvat is potentially existent thing. For example, in all the waterfalls, all the hydroelectric power stations and all we know. For example, all waterfalls, electricity is potentially existent. And what is their use? Unless we have hydroelectric projects to tap the electricity, the potentially existent electricity should be made useful by having a hydroelectric project. And in its absence, the electricity potential is of no use to me. Similarly, when milk is there, ghee is potentially there, butter is potentially there. We say milk is there, but we do not say ghee is there or butter is there. So also in the case of clay, pot is potentially there, but we say clay is there and we do not say pot is there. So if you want to put it in another language, the pot is potentially there, ghee is potentially there. So which we call it as though pot is existent, as though ghee is existent. Potentially existent world is termed as though existent. Semantics. So asat means potentially existent. Then the Purvapakshi says, why do you interpret it as potentially existent and why do you not say it is non-existent? Why you want to interpret that way? For that Vyasacharya says, the later statements support my interpretation that asat is potentially existent in Shruti. So Shankaracharya says, for it, the patiently now study Taittiriya Upanishad, he tells the Nyaya Vaisheshika philosophers, patiently study that. Tate Atmanam Swayam Akurutha. That is what the Upanishad says. Tate Atmanam Swayam Akurutha. This is the statement. Asat was there before creation, non-existence was there before creation. That asat transformed itself into the world, Swayam Akurutha. That Atmanam itself, Akurutha means transformed itself into the world by itself, Swayam. So Shankaracharya says, if asat means non-existent, how can non-existence transforms itself to something? I hope you are with me. If asat means non-existent, how can non-existence transforms itself to something at all? Abhava cannot do any job. What is not there cannot do any job, much less transformation of itself. And if it is to transform itself, it has to be potentially existent to transform itself into manifest form, manifest world. Therefore, asat means not non-existence, but potentially existent. This is the general analysis. This is the interpretation Shankaracharya gives. Now let us go for the word analysis. Asat vyapadeshat. Because of the expression asat. Vyapadeshat means the expression asat. Where? In the second chapter, seventh section of Taittiriya Upanishad, Brahmanandavalli, the effect is non-existent before the creation. So this argument of the Purvapakshi. The effect is non-existent before creation. Iti che, if it is argued this way by the Purvapakshi, no, it is not so. Why? Dharmantarena. The expression asat is used in Taittiriya Upanishad in another angle. Vakya seshat. This is evident from the following portion of Taittiriya Upanishad. Vakya seshat. This is the running meaning. We are going to see the significance of the words. Asat vyapadeshat means, vyapadesha means expression, statement, whatever it is. And the expression asat, it means because of the expression asat, this is the quotation of the Nyaya philosopher. He quoted Taittiriya Upanishad. As I told you. So the conclusion he arrives is what? This is, if this is the conclusion he is arriving at, na. It means na means negation. The question is what? What is negated by Nayayika philosopher is that he negates the world before creation as existing. Nayayika negates because in the previous sutra, Vyasacharya used the word saying that world existed before Srishti. So that he is now negating. Vaisheshika negates that. Up to that, up to this is the Purva Paksha in this sutra. Iti chet means from here Siddhanta statements. Iti chet, if it is argued like that, if Nyaya philosopher makes such an argument, Vedantin says he negates Nayayika's argument, he negates them because Dharmantarena. It means what? To complete the idea, you have to complete the sentence and say, Asat, the expression Asat can be taken from two standpoints. Nayayika standpoint should not be taken, and another standpoint only should be taken. What is the normal standpoint that Nayayika takes? Asat means non-existent. Normally, the word Asat and Sat are used from the standpoint of existence and non-existence. Sat means existent, Asat non-existent. So Nayayika, unfortunately, takes normal meaning as non-existent. And Shankaracharya says, the word Sat does not denote existence at all. The word Sat means as though existent, which means potentially existent before creation, before Srishti. So it is from the standpoint of manifestation and unmanifestation. Sat means manifest universe, and Asat means unmanifest, dormant potential universe. And why say unmanifest universe is Asat? Padi Shankaracharya says, Upanishad uses the word Asat because any unmanifest thing is not useful to us if it is potential form. I already gave the examples. It is not available for transactional purposes. For example, a child in the womb is not taken for census purposes. You don't count. But immediately after birth, it is taken. So this indicates unmanifest state of baby before birth and manifest state after. And then comes the word Vakya Seshat. We said Asad can either indicate a non-existent thing or unmanifest thing. And the Nayayika, Nyaya philosopher, he says he took non-existent as the meaning and we took as unmanifest as the meaning. And now the Nayayika may ask, when both meanings are possible, why cannot you take my popular meaning? Why are you taking this meaning? He might ask that. And Vyasacharya, he says, the context demands the second meaning. Vakya Seshat. Seshat refers to the later statement where in Taittiriya Upanishad. What is the later statement? Tatim Atmanam Swayam Akuruta. That Asat Asadva Idamagra Asitim, and later Tad Atmanam Swayam Akuruta. That Asat transformed itself, Swayam, into the universe. From this, what do we understand? If the Asat is non-existent, how can a non-existent entity transform itself into universe? And our standpoint is what? The unmanifest world before Srishti got transformed itself into manifest universe. That is how we interpret it. Therefore, the world was existent before creation and it was not different from Brahman also. Both are established. Now let us go to the next sutra. Yuktehe Shabdantaracham. This is the 18th sutra, the first section of the second chapter, 152nd running Brahma Sutra. Let us do the general analysis. Here, Vyasacharya, he negates the Asatkaryavada of the Nyaya philosopher. Asatkaryavada of the Nyaya philosopher, he negates. And in the previous sutra itself, Vyasacharya negated Asatkaryavada with Shruti Pramana. Now in this sutra, Asatkaryavada is logically negated. And Shankaracharya considers this a very, very significant sutra. Yuktehe Shabdantaracha. Very significant sutra. Acharya considers negation of Nyaya philosopher is a very difficult job. If you really understand, Nyaya philosopher cannot be at all easily negated. Only when all five darshanams, among the Shad darshanams, because Vedanta is what we are, so all the other five, unless they are all negated, Vedanta cannot get the medal. So any darshana negation is important. And Shankaracharya writes a very elaborate bhashyam on this sutra. So to understand the negation, we should first know what is meant by Asatkaryavada. As I told you, this we have discussed elaborately in Mandukya Karika, Asatkaryavada, of Mandukya Karika of Gaudapada, of Mandukya Upanishad. So Asatkaryavada is what? Any effect is non-existent before its production. Any effect is karyam is effect, is non-existent asat before production. For example, though it is non-existent before it is produced, satkaryava, if you say, for example, if you can take thought, the thought process, our thinking process, thought. A thought is non-existent before it is produced. You produce a thought. There was no thought before. Till you produce, there is no thought of that whatever particular idea it is. But satkaryavada is what? Any effect is existent before its production. Any effect is existent before its production. So Nyaya philosopher gives out asatkaryavada and Vedantins give out satkaryavada. But not that it's not their invention. They joined the team of satkaryavadis. But asatkaryavada by asatkaryavada negation, what the Vedantins do? They accept satkaryavada, and then we negate satkaryavada also later. And we talk about adhyasavada or ajativada. These are all terms I have used. Adhyasa bhashyam we saw elaborating, and ajativada I have discussed in other contexts also. Ajativada, according to Gaudapada Acharya, is the absolute Paramatman, Brahman, is not subject to birth, change, and death. The absolute is ajaha. Aja means it is not born, unborn, it is eternal. So the empirical world, mithya world of appearances, nama, rupa, is considered unreal and not absolutely existent. This is the ajativada. So our present job is what? Is negation of asatkaryavada and establishment of satkaryavada. That is our present job. And there are 6 arguments to negate the asatkaryavada. First argument, Vishesha Karana Upadanat is the first argument. Let us explain. Let us ask the question, before the pot is created, whether the pot existed in the clay or not is the question. We say pot existed in the clay in the potential form, and the potter brings the potential form into existent thing. However, the Nyaya philosopher, he argues, if you take the butter and milk, the butter did not exist in the milk and it is a freshly created product. And then we ask him, if you say so, the butter did not exist in milk, did it exist in the sand or in the wood or in water? In all of them, the butter is uniformly non-existent. Then why should a person go to milk only to create butter? If you can produce butter from milk in which butter is non-existent, why cannot you churn oil also or sand or anything else to get butter? So even though butter is non-existent in all the things, including milk, according to you, as per the views of the Nyaya philosopher, why we choose milk only to churn out butter? There is some speciality in milk to give butter by churning, and that special quality we call it potential existence of butter in milk in unmanifest form. So in that karana, in that cause, some speciality is there which we call potential existence. So when I want oil, I go to the oil seed where alone the oil is there in potential form, and this we call it as vishesha karana. Special karana, specific cause. And we take for specific effect, specific cause. Specific effect exists in potential form in the specific cause. And Shankaracharya has not presented this in this exact form in the Bhashya. And now you say that non-existent pot is born out of clay because of the operation of the potter. The potter did something. So the non-existent pot was born from the clay because of the operation of the potter. Similarly, non-existent butter is born out of milk by churning, by churning operation. So this argument is purely a grammatical argument. The pot originates, the second argument that we are giving, what Shankaracharya is giving. So the pot originates is the sentence. The pot originates is the sentence. Now Shankaracharya asked the question, any sentence should have a subject and verb and all that. Subject can be openly mentioned or otherwise. And the verb represents a kriya, an action. And it requires a karta, the person who does the action. And Shankaracharya says, my dear Nayayika, The statement is non-existent part originates. That is the statement. Subject is non-existent part in the claim. And if you say a non-existent part means it does not exist, which means the subject of the sentence is non-existent. What is the sentence? Non-existent part originates. So non-existent part, if it is non-existent, the subject of the sentence is non-existent. When non-existent part is the subject itself is non-existent. And my question is, when the subject itself is non-existent, how can there be origination, which is an action? How can there be an action with a non-existent subject? The second argument. And third argument he gives is, he takes to the definition of origination according to the Nyaya philosopher. A specific definition of creation is negated here. It's a lot of interesting arguments. The part was non-existent and it did not enjoy the existence. According to him, the part was non-existent in the claim. It did not enjoy existence at all. When the parter creates a part, a new mechanism takes place, he says. That is, the part was originally non-existent. And when the parter started doing something, non-existent part became an existent part. The clay is existent though. And he says, the clay has the existence all the time, even before the part came. And at the time of parter's operation, the non-existent part, because of the association of the Karana Satta, look at his arguments, because the clay is existent. So the Karanam is existent, so Karana Satta is there. So because of the association of Karana Satta, the non-existent part gets existence because of the operation of the parter. All because of association with the Karanam, namely the clay. That is his argument. Then Shankaracharya calls the Nayayika as a fool. And he asks the question, you say, at the time of parter's operation, the non-existent part gets associated with the existent clay. Right? That's what it means. He says, at the time of parter's operation, the non-existent part gets associated with the existent clay. How can a non-existent part get associationship, sambandha, with the existent clay? And because of the association, the non-existent part can get existence. Any association by definition is possible between only two existent things. Between two existent things only sambandha is possible. But sambandha between one non-existent thing and another existent thing is not possible. This is the third argument. And next is a teasing argument, Acharya gives. The Nayayika says, Karyam was non-existent. Karyam means the part. Was non-existent before and came to existence later. So before its production, there was non-existent part only. There was no part. And Shankaracharya says, in this idea, you connect with non-existent part with the past time. In the past, now part is present now. But you are now connecting with the non-existent part of the past. Now the part is existent. So Purvakala Sambandha Abhavat. That is the next argument. Purvakala Sambandha Abhavat. Any Sambandha relation is possible only between two currently existent things. Either in the past, now or later. Part past non-existent is itself is wrong. And now we'll go to the fifth reason Acharya gives. In the Satkarya Vada, we say that the butter is existent in potential form. So we do the operation with the milk. So the churning process is called Karaka Vyaparaha. This is called Karaka Vyaparaha. It is operation in the cause in which the milk is potentially existent. So by that operation, the unmanifest product comes to manifestation, namely the butter. So unmanifest Namarupa in the clay takes the manifest Namarupa as pot. And now Shankaracharya asks, in Asatkarya Vada, there is no operation on the milk because the milk does not contain butter, the non-existing thing. As the churning of sand is utterly useless to get butter, so also it should be that milk churning should not give butter at all. So then Nyaya philosophy may then say, non-existent becomes existent with the help of the operation. How can there be any operation on the non-existent part at all? No operation is possible to the non-existent thing. Operation on the clay is useless, and operation on non-existent part is useless also. So this is the sixth and the final argument given. So the universe, this fifth argument. So the universe exists, the final argument that Acharya gives here now is, the universe exists in potential form, non-different from Brahman. Only if world is there, non-different from Brahman, then only Brahma Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam Bhavati. This is the argument all the time. Yeka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam. Brahma Vijnanena, by knowing Brahman, everything will be known. In Asat Karyavada, the cause is different and Karyam is also a new product, is different. In Karanam, Karyam is not in potential form at all in the Asat Karyavada. Karya is a new product, effect is a new product. If Karanam and Karyam are different, by Karana Jnanam, Karya Jnanam is not at all possible. They are different things because of these various reasons. Acharya concludes, Asat Karyavada is not correct. And we say, world existed in unmanifest form before creation and in manifest form after creation. In both the cases, it's only transformation from unmanifest to manifest to manifest to unmanifest, always. And in both the cases, the world remained non-different from Brahman. Most important. But Asat Karyavada says, there are two substances, one before production in the form of clay and the other after production, new substance created in the form of part. He calls causes Karana Dravyam, which was there before production, the clay. And he calls the part as the Karya Dravyam, which came to existence after production, after the operation of the production. Therefore, clay is different substance and part is a new substance, new different substance. He calls Karya Dravyam as Avayava Dravyam and calls Karana Dravyam as Avayavi Dravyam. So we mentioned these two names already, which Shankaracharya uses in the Bhashya. Since Naiyayika uses two substances, naturally he has to talk of relationship. Because there are two substances, he has to naturally talk of relationship. Whereas in our vision, Siddhanti's vision, there is only one Dravyam, one substance, and because of that, no relationship at all. In Advaita, we need not talk about any relationship at all. In Nyaya philosophy, there is Samavaya philosophy. In English, we call it inherence, not inference, inherence. Avayava, Avayavi, Dravyamadye, Samavaya Sambandha is Naiyayika's concept. Whereas Shankaracharya, he heavily criticizes the Samavaya Sambandha and he calls it most illogical concept of logicians. It shakes the very foundation of Nyaya philosophy. Actually, every darshanam has a foundation stone. Foundation stone of Advaita is what? Is Adhyasa. All others, they all tried to attack the Adhyasa Bhashyam, the Adhyasa concept of Advaitins. For Vishishta Advaitin, foundation stone parallel to Samavaya is called Apritak Siddha Visheshana. Apritak, inseparable attribute of Brahma Swarupam as its Shariram. And Shankara says that this is called Apritak Siddha Visheshana in the Vishishta Advaita. Shankaracharya says that there is no logical support for Samavaya. Not Vishishta Advaitam, the Veda Vedavadis of those times. So with this, Yuktehe part of the sutra is also, Yuktehe refers to the logical part of the sutra is also over. So the second part of the sutra is the negation of Asat Karyavada by the Shruti. Naiyayika introduced a Shruti quotation in his argument in Sutra 14 that we already saw. That sutra. So he points out that the world was non-existent before creation. Asadva idam agra asit. As quoted. And Shankaracharya quotes another also from Chandogya Upanishad, Sadeva Swamya Idamagra Asiti Ekameva Advitiya. This also we have seen. So here Chandogya Upanishad clearly says that the world was existent even before Srishti. And having said that, Veda visualizes maybe a Naiyayika philosopher later. And Veda itself says, Taddaika Ahuhu, அசதேவ இதமக்ர ஆசீத் ஏகமேவ அத்வித்தீயம் தஸ்மாத் அசதஹ சத் ஜாயத. சாந்தோக்யா. சோ தத்தேக ஆகுஹு இதமக்ர ஆசீத், விச் மீன் வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன், சம் பீப்புள் திங்க் அசத்யேவ இதமக்ர ஆசீத் தட் தி வேர்ல்ட் வாஸ் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் பிஃபோர் சிருஷ்டி. சம் பீப்புள் திங்க் so perhaps veda quotes a future nyaya vilasava purvapakshi perhaps, and veda itself answers that how can people have such a philosophy, and the upanishad says that it is not true and never say that at all. The world was non existent before, never say the world was existent before. Then we will not blame Lord also. The Lord never created the world, because then only why created the world like that, why he created like this with all the problems and all that thing will not arise at all. Lord never created the world. The world was, world is, world will ever be. Shruti itself changes the word from asat to sat. So Chandogya Upanishad says the world was not asat before and was sat only. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us come to the word analysis. Yuktehe. Yuktehe means from reason, from logic. Cha shabda antarat. And other shruti statements. Shabda refers to other shruti statements. Then completely we have to complete the sentence by supplying the existence of the effect before creation and its non-separateness from the cause. They both are established. We already said the existence of the effect, namely the world before creation, and its non-separateness from the cause, namely Brahma. Both are established. So, yuktehe cha shabda antarat. Now, we will see the significance of these words. So, shabda antarat means by other statements, other shruti statements. And when you say another statement, you must have one statement in mind. Then only another with regard to what we can say. Already, one, you should have one statement in mind when you say another statement. So Nayayika's quotation is what? Asat yeva idam agra asit. That is what his quotation. Asat only was there. This is a very confusing quotation, which was seemingly supporting Nayayika philosophy actually. This we mentioned in the previous sutra itself. It is a confusing statement. And because it is confusing, Shruti makes it very clear. Sad yeva saumya idam agra asit. Iti Chandogya Upanishad vakya. Sad yeva itself. Generally, a vague Shruti statement should be understood with a clear Shruti statement that we mentioned it earlier in some other discussions. So it refers to Shruti Pramana. And then Cha means conjunction. Just a combination between Yukti and Shruti. Yukti is reason, logic. Yukti and Shruti Pramana, combination. And because of Shruti and Yukti Pramanam, Asat Karya Vada is untenable. And Siddhanti's Vada alone is correct. That is what is established. And more about the Asatkarya Vada, we find actually, as I told you, in Ghatabhashyam. When we did Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there was one particular section called Ghatabhashyam. What is the statement there? Naiva iha kinchana idam agra asit was the statement in Brihadaranyaka. And at that time, we had a very detailed discussion on this Ghatabhashyam. The difference between the Nayayika and Sunyavada, the Sunyavada Buddhists, what is the difference between them? Before creation, the effect is not there, but the cause is there, according to the Nayayikas. The effect is not there, but cause is there. Whereas Sunyavadi Buddhist, what he says? Before creation, the effect and the cause were not there. There was only Shunyam. Naiva eva kinchana agra asit. Shruti seems to support both Nayayika and Buddha here, Buddha philosophers here. It appears. So Shankaracharya wrote a big bhashyam on this topic. He takes the example of pot in the bhashyam, though it is called Ghata Drishtanta Bhashyam. And that is what was very elaborately discussed. There Asat Karya Vada is negated more elaborately than here. Here it is only partly elaborated, but there it was very, very elaborately done. We already saw it during our Brihadaranyaka lectures. Now let us go to the next sutra. Very simple sutra. So an example in support of the 17th sutra is presented here. So let us do a simple general analysis. Here Shankaracharya comes back to the main discussion that an effect is not a new product and is non-different from the cause which manifests itself. Swayam Akruta. Nothing is created. Brahman alone appears. That is what is said. So if effect is non-different from the cause, why you have to give two names, cause and effect? Why you use two words at all, karanam and karyam? If one substance is there, why give two separate words? We same, there is superficial differences, they are there. We do agree. One is the very appearance of them. And differences in measurements are also there. In karanam, it is in unmanifest form. And clarity is not there in the form. For example, when the baby is very small in the womb, or even just after birth, we cannot say how it will look like when it grows. Karanam aspashtam, karyam is pashtam. So spashta, aspashta, rupa, superficial differences are there. One is aspashtam, another is pashtam. Similarly, second difference is what? In the parimana, the veda, the measurements, the seed is just a small dot. But the karyam, the tree is huge. It stretches and extends. So the difference in measurement is second superficial difference. So alpa mahatva vedaha vartate. Although both are the same substance. So the person is only one and the same, although he undergoes changes from baby to an old person and all that. And Vyasacharya gives the example of a cloth, patavacha. Cloth has got two states. One is called Veshtita Pataha, folded cloth. And another is Visishtita Pataha, the one unfolded cloth. So there are differences between folded and unfolded cloth. He says there are superficial differences and not real difference between them. When you fold it and when you unfold it, these differences are there. You know the differences, Spashtatvam and Aspashtatvam. One is clear difference, another is not clear. And the second difference is Parimana Bedaha, measurement differences. Folded one looks smaller. You can fold it into a small packet. And unfolded cloth is so huge, large measurement. So folded cloth has got limited parimana. Even though parimana beda is there, we know both are the same cloth only. In the same way, Brahman alone is world and world alone is Brahman. So folded world is Brahman. And expanded Brahman is the world. Folded world is Brahman and expanded Brahman is world. So in Pralaya Kalam, I fold. And in Srishti Kalam, I unfold. So I fold, unfold. So this is the general analysis. Now let us see the word analysis. Patavat. Patavat means just as the unfolded cloth is not different from the folded cloth. That's what we understood by patavate. Cha. Cha means so also the effect is not different from the cause we have to supply. We have to understand this way. The effect is not different from the cause. Interestingly, Shankaracharya makes a point here. Because of the superficial difference, for example, when the baby is small, it is your child. it's a sarcastic kind of. When the small baby is very small, it is your child. You can tell the child what you can say, do that, all that you can do. When the baby is grown, it is not your child anymore. Of course, it's your child biologically. But in terms of, if you tell the child, the person, the voice becomes an independent person. So in 5th year, it is your baby, Mobi, and in the 50th year, it's not your baby. It's an independent person. So Shankaracharya says to the Nayayikas not to take the differences seriously at all. Patavate means like a cloth. That is like a cloth in unfolded and folded forms. And cha means the conjunction. So also karyam, conjunction what? So also the karyam and karanam are both essentially one. We have one more sutra in this to continue, so that we will do maybe in the next 2 weeks. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya yapara samaheshwarah. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Krishna Arpanamastu.